This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The U.S.'s Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put off a vote on higher COVID-19 relief checks for Americans on Tuesday. He also urged the Republican Majority Senate to override President Donald Trump's veto of a defense bill. McConnell's actions came shortly after President Trump assailed Republican leaders on Twitter, calling them weak and tired in an apparent effort to get the Senate to increase COVID-19 checks from $600 to $2,000 for most Americans and to support his defense bill veto. After McConnell addressed the start of a rare year-end Senate session, President Trump tweeted that the Senate must approve the higher payments as soon as possible unless Republicans have a death wish. McConnell blocked immediate consideration of a measure to increase COVID-19 relief payments. The block suggests instead that the Senate would begin to examine the issue along with two others the president has raised, the integrity of elections and limits on big technology companies. France will not enforce a new lockdown for the time being to curb the spread of the coronavirus, but the health minister said on Tuesday it could soon impose an earlier curfew in eastern areas of the country, the worst hit by infections. France, which has the highest cases count in Western Europe and the fifth in the world at 2.6 million, has already been through two lockdowns. State television said Algerian President Abdelmajid Tebboune has returned after weeks away after being treated for COVID-19 in Germany. Tebboune's absence since the end of October has fueled speculation over his ability to finish his first term. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has begun human trials of a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reporting on Tuesday that the vaccine, produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has infected over 1.2 million people in Iran and killed nearly 55,000. Iran has sentenced eight of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source, in the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious minority. In a December 24th interview with VOA Persian from Iran, the source, who is familiar with the situation of the six men and two women and their lawyers, were informed a day earlier of the sentences handed down by a revolutionary court. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew. Medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. China promised on Tuesday to crack down on criminal activities related to the new coronavirus vaccines after a state media outlet reported the illegal circulation of an unidentified COVID-19 drug. The response came after state media Global Times reported earlier this month that vaccine scalpers were selling an unidentified batch of a COVID-19 vaccines at home and abroad at an unreasonably high price. The Chinese foreign minister stressed that China attaches great importance to safety and effectiveness in the vaccine research and development process and will not tolerate such illegal activities. Bangladesh has moved a group of Rohingya refugees to a low-lying island in the Bay of Bengal, the country moving the group despite strong opposition by international human rights activists. Officials say more than 1,800 Rohingyas arrived at Basanchar aboard several ships Tuesday, a day after leaving the overcrowded, squalid camps in the Cox's Bazar district. The Bangladeshi foreign minister said Monday the refugees are being relocated to what he called a beautiful resort. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.